We are not happy here in Vegas right now. Scott Burnside covers the NHL. They're going to have the Hubs. We ain't part of it. It's done. What's up, Scott? How are you?
Doing very well. I'm not happy either. I was looking forward to possibly a trip to Vegas to see some NHL hockey later this summer, and doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Nope. So two Canadian sites. All right, let's talk about what you've heard about Vegas and the worries about Vegas and why we're losing the opportunity to host a hub, and what happened?
Well, I think it's self-evident. I think if you watch the news anywhere about what's happening across America, but certainly in a number of the hotspot states, second spike in the coronavirus cases and the seeming inability to control the spread of the virus was a huge red flag for both the National Hockey League and the National Hockey League Players Association as they try and come up with a plan to find the safest place to have 24 teams play out what would be a unique situation with the round-robin slash play-in rounds and then four rounds of the of traditional NHL playoff hockey best-of-seven series and awarding the Stanley Cup. And literally from the moment this this was first discussed, and it began with possibly four cities with six teams in each city, and then because of the uncertainty surrounding coronavirus spread to two cities with 12 teams in each city, Vegas was always at the front of the line, and for a variety of reasons. But frankly, I'm not at all surprised given what's happened in the state and certainly in the city of Las Vegas over the last two or three weeks. And now it looks like Edmonton and Toronto will be the hub cities at the end of training camp, somewhere near the end of July.
I wonder if folks in the NHL got wind or got view of the various videos that came out the last 3 weeks. The biggest one in terms of views was like 20 million plus from Arash Marchese of the LA Times walking through a casino, and there's like 10% people with masks on. Like, to me, that was the unraveling of this thing. When the images got out there, it scared the freak out of people.
Yeah, I think that. You know, like, listen, the NHL is, you know, it's doing its due diligence. It's done its due diligence since the process started. So, you know, whether it was stuff on social media or certainly reports of, even in the last few days, about casino staff who were testing positive and the concerns over how that information was being shared. Even though, the NHL is the idea of the bubble and why Las Vegas seemed such a perfect spot for such a long time is the, in theory, the ability to lock down, you know, an enormous area for players not just to sleep and eat, but to stretch their legs, maybe have movies, maybe do some social things set aside from the rest of the population. I just think the logistics of staffing that became so onerous. And when you look at what was going on outside the bubble in Las Vegas, it's you're right. It scared people, and it should scare people. And when there were options, even though the preference initially was to have one Canadian hub and one American hub, and my sense is that Las Vegas offered up a very attractive package economically. I'd heard, you know, whether they were willing to pay for the testing or whatever incentives they were willing to offer. At the end of the day, it wasn't enough to keep the NHL interested, and I completely get it.